From WSNC in Winston-Salem, this is Triad in Focus with Ben Donnelly.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in for this Friday morning here on, what is the date today? This is June 23rd, 2017. Good morning and thank you for tuning in to Triad in Focus. I am Ben Donnelly. We come on every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8 a.m. here on WSNC and WSNCradio.org. We talk to important people here in the Winston-Salem and Forsyth County area, as well as the Triad. We really appreciate you tuning in. Our guests this morning are from the Experiment in Self-Reliance here in Forsyth County. Thank you both for coming in. We've got, we've got Twana Robuck, the executive director, and Victoria Von Dolan, the development and agency relations manager. Thank you very both.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Twana, first of all, tell us a little bit about what ESR is.
Great. Thank you for having us this morning. Experiment in Self-Reliance is a local nonprofit that's been in the community for more than 53 years. Mm-hmm. We're very excited to be one of the partners in the community in helping people become self-reliant. So many people ask, well, what is self-reliant? Because, you know, it's very hard to be self-reliant. We actually have four core programs that are phenomenal programs that aid people in developing strategies so that they can look at budgeting, so that they can look at potentially vocational training opportunities in our self-sufficiency program. So this is a great avenue to aid people to align with different services that we have. We have a housing program wherein we serve the working homeless or the chronically homeless in providing housing services. And then we also have a first-time homeowners program, work in concert with Habitat and many other agencies to aid people in getting their first-time home, and we have free taxes.
So, well, the free tax service, I guess, tax service.
Exactly, free tax service, I'm sorry.
So who primarily uses your services?
Anyone can use our services. It's open to the public. Typically, there are individuals that may be low income, but certainly we have people that can be empowered in any state of life in our home ownership program or in our tax program. It's pretty much open to anyone based on income. And so I would encourage people to come in and or give us a call and learn how they can be successful with the different services we have. I always say I never turn anybody away, so we do want them to come in.
So, Twana, how long have you been with the service?
I'm beginning to feel like a historian. I have been at the agency for 18 years.
And what brought you there? Are you from the area?
I actually formerly used to work with United Way. I was with United Way for 15 years. The Experiment in Self-Reliance is a local United Way-funded agency. So we also receive a variety of funds, be it from the city, the county. We actually receive some federal funds. But in working with United Way, I had an opportunity to really provide training and development for board of directors. And so I learned about the wonderful services of Experiment in Self-Reliance. Most noted in the community is Ms. Louise Wilson was one of the early directors. And so I learned about the services of Experiment and Self-Reliance, and they had an opening, and I ventured to try to become the next director.
Are you, you've got some upcoming events, I understand?
I do. We have with us today Victoria, who does a great job in doing our agency relations, so she'll share with you about some services we've got coming up.
Hello, Victoria. Hey. Tell me a little bit more about yourself.
So I'm the Development Agency Relations Manager for Experiment and Self-Reliance. So I help plan events and do fundraising, write grants, and that sort of thing.
So where are you from? Are you from the area?
I'm from High Point.
Oh, okay. So just down the road. How long have you been working with the agency?
For 3.5 years now.
Tell me a little bit about what events you have. I understand there's a movie screening coming up.
Yes. So on Saturday, we have a free movie showing. So it's open to the public. It starts at 6:30. And it's an opportunity to come out and learn more about the resources that we have in our community. We'll have a fire truck there. We'll have resources about how to get your kids immunized for school, how to get your kids enrolled for kindergarten and that sort of thing. And we'll have the bookmobile from the Forsyth County Public Library there. And other resources to take advantage of before the movie is showing, which will start at sundown.
All right. That's great. Back to Twana. you have any more to add about some of these events that are coming up?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the nucleus for the events, one of the reasons why we're doing, why we're providing the movie series, is because we want to make sure that we're a catalyst to bring families together, church youth groups, a variety of people. Last year was the first time we did it, and it's amazing. The very first night, we had 100 people there. And so we were so excited that so many community people took the advantage of bringing a lawn chair, a blanket, bringing their kids out. We're selling hot dogs. They can learn about services in the school. So it's a great opportunity for families to have good, clean fun. It's free. I don't want to downplay the cost of movies, so the fact that it's free is a great opportunity for families to come out and bond and be together. So we're really excited about it. There actually will be a series of movies. The next movie time that we'll have will be in July. And so we're doing it once a month. So the date for the July movie performance, I believe, is July the 22nd. I'm looking at Victoria to sort of provide me some guidance. So on July the 22nd is our next movie opportunity. And of course, in August, that date in August is August the 19th. And so we're great and wonderful and excited to be able to provide movies for individuals to come out at least once a month.
And let me see, we've got... you're showing Sing on June 24th, correct?
Yes, tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yes, tomorrow is the 24th.
So if somebody's interested in doing that, what should they do? Where should they go?
We are located on 3480 Dominion Street, not far at all, right off of 52 North, as well as if you know the area, we're very close to Akron Drive. We actually sit on the corner of Indiana and Dominion Street. Indiana and RJR is another road that's a crossroad from where we're located. It's on the lawn in the backyard of our facility. So that's an important aspect. So it's easy. We like to do it easy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So Movie Under the Stars.
Movies Under the Stars, absolutely.
Sounds great. This is Triad in Focus here on 90.5 WSNC. I'm Ben Donnelly. We're going to take a quick break. Be back in just a few moments. Make sure you stick around here on Triad in Focus, 90.5 FM WSNC.
What is Africa? What is the diaspora? How does culture, race, and class intersect to create identities? Who is African? Who can be African? Who are people of African descent? What are the contributions of Africa to the world? Africa World Now Project is a program that will seek to answer these and other complex questions. I am your host and producer, James Pope. Africa World Now Project Collective consists of international media journalist, producer, and activist Mwiza Muntali, and Africa World Now Project media correspondent Funa Ngunda. I look forward to spending each week bringing you content from and about the African world that you will not hear anywhere else.
Wednesday at 8 on 90.5 WSNC.
Boogaloo legend Joe Cuba was a leader in the Latin soul movement in New York. The hits, the storytelling, this guy was very cool. Hello, I'm Georges Codinet. Join me this week as we celebrate Joe Cuba on Afropop Worldwide from PRI, Public Radio International.
And you can hear Afropop Worldwide on Fridays at 7 p.m. right here on 90.5 WSNC. This is Triad in Focus. I'm Ben Donnelly. Thank you for tuning in. We come on every Friday morning from 7:30 to 8 a.m., and we talk to important people in the Winston-Salem and Triad areas. We appreciate you tuning in. Make sure you stay with us. Our guests this morning are from the Experiment in Self-Reliance. We've got Twana Roebuck, the executive director, and Victoria Von Dolan, who is the development and agency relations manager. Am I pronouncing your name correctly?
Yes.
Oh, great, great, great. Now, Twana, you were mentioning that you have a program that you wanted to make sure that we covered. What was that?
Oh, absolutely. I want to do this in concert with Victoria because she probably knows a lot more of the details than I do. But we have a program called Road to Empowerment. It's, again, something that we started about a year and a half ago. And we interviewed various people in our programs to find out what enhancement in terms of workshops, training opportunities, and connectivity to various leaders in our community. How could we do that better? And so we designed a program called Road to Empowerment, wherein once a week, right now we're running a June series of training opportunities to get people prepared for the workplace, help people to understand the importance of budgeting. We have a theory that it really doesn't matter how much money you have if you're not doing proper money management. And so one of the things that we want to express to people is thinking about budgeting, but also include your children in on the budgeting concept as a family project. And so it has been extremely effective in terms of helping people to rethink how they manage their monies, especially around the psychology of money. A lot of people spend money emotionally based on various things that may be happening in their lives. We have found that people sometimes spend money around special events, and it may take away from the household budget. So we've created this program called Road to Empowerment that Victoria will talk a lot about, the June series that we have going on now.
Well, tell me more about that.
So far we've had a budgeting class. We've had a class on job readiness, interview skills. Coming up on Thursday, we have a job fair. So this is a great opportunity for people to come out and kind of see what's out there, who's hiring right now, and kind of practice some of the skills that they've learned along the way.
Where will that be?
It will be at Experiment and Self-Reliance, which is located at 3480 Dominion Street in Winston-Salem. So it's free. So just kind of a good opportunity to practice those skills. And then after that, on July 13th, we'll have a class on renter's rights.
That sounds interesting. It sounds like it's good information for the community on here.
Indeed. The job fair that we're having will be at noon at Experiment and Self-Reliance. And so the great thing about the job fair, we've got about five or six employers that are coming, so potentially a person could actually get a job that day. But in concert with that, we also are having a resource fair. So people will learn about the various resources in the community that are available to them, such as the health department and the Urban League and a number of other nonprofits in the communities that are there to aid in bridging the gap for some of the concerns that a family might have.
Tell me more about that, the resource fair.
The resource fair, the discoveries in our community, not just people in poverty, but I think there's a disconnect sometimes with people having an understanding of what to do and where to turn if various situations might come up in their lives. An example could be, I'm not sure if everyone knows the wealth of services that are even at our health department, for example. And so they will have a booth to talk about the variety of things that the health department might offer that's free to the public. We also will have a resource booth from the financial, help me Victoria, Financial Pathways is the name of the agency. It's actually the Consumer Credit Counseling Agency in the community. And so they are there to, will have a booth to talk about the consumer kinds of needs that people sometimes find themselves if you're facing a foreclosure or if you just need some debt management in terms of revisiting the debt that you might have in your household budget. So those are the kinds of examples of the resource fair where nonprofits will be present that day.
Say I am listening out in the audience and I'm more interested in any of these services, these events coming up. Do you have a website?
We do have a website. Our website address is www.eisr.org is our website. I also want to share with our listening audience our phone number, 336-722-9400. Press 0 when you're prompt in our phone service, and our wonderful receptionist, Ms. Willa Hines, will direct your path to who you might need to speak with.
Do you end up speaking with a lot of people on a regular basis? How many people approach you for the first time?
On an average, we have an open process where a person can come in for intake. And so on an average, it's anywhere from 10 to 15 people that are walk-ins. We serve on an average about 800 people per year in our self-sufficiency and housing program. But I'm really excited in our free tax program. They just told me just yesterday we did 3,800 taxes and we're still counting during tax season.
That's just for this year?
That's just for this year.
And who's eligible for that?
The eligibility for the tax program, the income eligibility, Victoria, if you'll remind us.
This past tax season, you had to make $54,000 below as an individual or as a family. Or you could prepare your taxes online for free. And that income limit is $64,000. It tends to go up each year. The income limit goes up each year.
Okay. And there's more information about that on EISR.org, correct?
Okay. Absolutely. It is.
Tell us a little bit about a success story that you've had.
You know, it's really interesting because the successes in our program, we have a wonderful story, and I won't reveal the person's name, but she actually came to us in the beginning through our self-sufficiency program. And in our self-sufficiency program, she was striving to really get her budget together and was able to balance her life. She's a single mom, I believe, with three children. And so one of the things that she wanted to do was really look at a possibility of her herself going back to school, developing a plan of action that really would enhance not only her personally, but also the children in the household. So she completed the self-sufficiency program that we have and actually enrolled in our first-time homeowners program. And so she is actually a person that now has her own home. Our first-time homeowners program is called IDA, stands for Individual Development Account. And the wisdom in that is that now that particular young lady who's single with three children has acquired an asset that she now can pass on to her children. And so the beauty of our program is that a person can come in at some level and possibly begin to work towards job readiness, getting a job, maintaining a job, and then enrolling in some of our other programs. And this is just a great example how this particular client came in for training efforts, was able to work at one of our local banks, doing very well, and eventually became a homeowner. And so that's the stair steps that we want to encourage our listening audience to know that the challenge that you might have now is only a stepping stone to possibilities in the future. And so we want to encourage everyone and all our listening audiences to lift your head up and know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. There are possibilities that are positive for your family and for yourself.
That's great. We're going to take another quick break here. This is Try It in Focus here on 90.5 WSNC. I'm Ben Donnelly, your host, and we'll be back in just a few moments. Make sure you stick around here on this Friday morning.
I'm Calvin Patterson, host of Empowering You, a program committed to educating, encouraging, and empowering you and the listening audience here in Winston-Salem and Forsyth County. Join me and my guests here only on 90.5 FM WSNC.
Monday at 7 p.m.
On the next Blue Dimensions, trumpeter Ambrose Akinmusiri in concert. I'm Johnny Meister, trumpeter Ambrose Akinmusiri, and some of the artists he thanks for influencing him, including Steve Coleman, on the next Blue Dimensions.
You can hear Blue Dimensions Saturday nights at 10 p.m. right here on 90.5 WSNC.
Friday at 2. On 90.5 WSNC.
Don't listen to that. Listen to me. That's Friday at 10 p.m. here, Saturday at 10 right here on 90.5, and that's the old schedule on there. This is Try It in Focus here on 90.5 WSNC, WSNCradio.org. I'm Ben Donnelly, your host. We come on every Friday morning from 7:30 until 8 a.m., and we talk to important people in the Winston-Salem area, the Triad, and we'll talk to them about what's going on with their organizations and how you can get involved. My guests this morning are from the Experiment in Self-Reliance here in Winston-Salem. We've got Tawana Roebuck, the executive director, and Victoria Don Dolan, the development and agency relations manager. Again, both of you, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you, Ben. I appreciate it.
Tell us a little bit more about the organization. We've got limited time here. We want to make sure that we cover everything that you want to get out there.
Absolutely. I want people to know that we're here for you. Please stop by and learn about our various services. Again, we have four phenomenal programs, our self-sufficiency program, our housing program, our IDA program that stands for Individual Development Account program, which is an opportunity for people to look at becoming first-time homeowners. And then, of course, our VITA tax program is the other program where we do free taxes. Ben, I would be remiss if I didn't mention, earlier we talked about our movie nights and we talked about our Road to Empowerment program. I want to mention the fact that none of our programs are possible without sponsors and funders. And so for our movie night, we are partnering and collaborating with Great Commission, which is a wonderful church that's nearby. We work very closely with faith-based organizations in helping us to connect the services for people in need in various congregations. So Great Commission, pastored by Pastor Gloria Samuels, is a wonderful partner of ours, as well as Forsyth County Library. The library service is, again, a great program for children. I would encourage people to stop in the library during the summertime to learn about story hours and so forth. Right before the movie starts, we're going to do story time and puppet shows for the very young children. So they're one of our partners.
Again,
so,
the movie night happening tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, beginning at 6:30. People can come out with their lawn chairs and their blankets. We're looking forward to that. I mentioned our Road to Empowerment series. That is sponsored by Mechanics and Farmers Bank and Wells Fargo. And so they are two corporate sponsors that aid us in providing funds to put together the training initiative.
Back up a little bit. You were talking about the first-time homeowners program. How are you? Who is eligible for that?
Eligibility for our first-time homeowners program is Victoria. Can you share?
You have to be eligible to be a first-time homeowner, so you can't have owned a home in the last 3 years. And also you have to meet the income guidelines, which vary by family.
Okay. So it basically – and is it pretty much anyone who has not had a home and is in need for this sort of thing?
Yes, as long as you meet the income guidelines, yes.
Okay. And more information about that is available on the website, correct?
Correct.
So. Okay. Thank you. I think that sort of wraps up. One of the things that we want to share is starting in the fall, we have a program called Place Matters. And in the Place Matters area, it is funding that's provided by United Way. There are a variety of projects in the community that are participants of the Place Matters area. And our program in particularly, we provide the Road to Empowerment series in neighborhoods. And that's provided in the Ladera Crest community is an example of services that we provide in our Road to Empowerment. We also will be providing taxes in nearby areas for the Place Matters areas. And the Place Matters as a community is located within the northeast area of town, down Carver Road, specifically in the Fairchild community. 25th Street, I believe, is where that area is. And the partnership we have there is with Ladera Crest. LUR stands for Liberty East Restoration is the organization that we partner with, as well as Salvation Army.
Okay. Well, we were talking before, Tawana, you were mentioning that you have a radio connection here.
You know, I am so excited. When I came into the radio station today, it reminded me in 2000, I believe it was, I used to work for United Way. And we used to have a drive-home show. I think it said Volunteer, It Begins With You. And in the afternoon at 5:30, I would interview guests. To talk about resources and services, where to call, how to be connected to the needs in the community.
That was here on WSNC?
WSNC for many years. It was quite exciting.
It's always great for me to hear people. There are so many connections that we have with the community, people that have been here over the years.
Yes.
That the stations have been here.
I'm also a graduate of Winston-Salem State. So it's just a come-home place for me.
Well, Mr. B will probably ask me to ask you this, but where did you go to high school?
I'm from Roxboro, North Carolina, near Durham. So I did not go to a high school here in Winston.
Okay. I get bugged every once in a while when I don't ask those questions. and where did you go to high school?
I went to High Point Central.
Okay. So now we have all that covered.
So now, Ben, where did you go to high school?
I'm from Ohio.
Okay.
I went to Versailles High School in Versailles, Ohio, which you would not have any real reason to go there. But it's a nice little town.
Great.
But it's really great to be here in the Winston-Salem area.
Yes.
And I'm glad you both came in and spoke to us. I want to make sure that we've covered everything that you wanted to talk about. We appreciate you coming in. We've talked about the open-air movie happening tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night. I know we've had a lot of rain, so I would encourage people to sort of follow the forecast, follow WSNC. I'm sure you guys might be talking about the weather report. It will be canceled. I will not reschedule.
That is if it rains.
If it rains, it'll be canceled. So I want to encourage everyone to sort of follow the weather forecast regarding our movie night. And if case is canceled tomorrow night, please stay tuned for the next month that might be coming up on July the 22nd and August the 19th.
And you'll be showing Moana at that point, too.
Yes, on July the 22nd, we'll be showing Moana. I'm showing my age, I think. And then August the 19th, we'll do Finding Dora.
All kinds of great movies, great family movie night opportunities. Thank you both for coming in, Tawana Roebuck.
Yes.
And Victoria Von Dolan. Thank you very much for coming in from the Experiment in Self-Reliance.
Thank you. We appreciate being here.
And this has been Try It in Focus here on 90.5 WSNC, WSNCradio.org. I'm Ben Donnelly, your host. We come on it every Friday morning, and we talk from 7:30 until 8 a.m. about important people here in the Winston-Salem area. If you'd like to find out more about us, you can go to the website, WSNCradio.org, and you can find the links to our guests and archived editions of the program at WSNCradio.org/triadinfocus. Coming up in just a few moments, we've got Democracy Now! Here on WSNC. And we're going to follow that up with all kinds of great jazz all day long. Stay tuned to WSNC.
90.5 FM WSNC, Winston-Salem.
From Pacifica, this is Democracy Now!
Obamacare is a disaster. It's dead, totally dead, and we're putting in a plan today that's going to be negotiated.
Healthcare is a human right, and we're the richest country in the world. There's no reason why we can't afford to allocate money appropriately to support poor people.
After weeks of secret deliberations, Republican senators release a health care proposal that would remove millions of low-income and disabled people from Medicaid, prompting protests on Capitol Hill that are expected to continue throughout the country. The bill would also cut subsidies to purchase health insurance, allow states to effectively eliminate protections for people with pre-